And it's Hello World, Top of the Morning to you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in. I want to celebrate, acknowledge, and appreciate my friends and supporters who are listening across the globe. Top of the Morning is presented by Holbrook House Ministries Incorporated, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. Good morning by Mandita with Toby Matt opens the show.
Cafe Ole Latte Da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Wake up to a brand new day.
Morning.
Morning. Been on my way.
No, I'm serious.
In Christ there is no east or west, in Him no south or north, but one great fellowship of love throughout the whole wide earth.
The weekly bulletin for Holbrook House Ministries and related announcements. Holbrook House Ministries community includes Top of the Morning Radio Show, Holbrook House Online Monthly Bible Instruction, the Healing and Deliverance Crusade Campaign, the Empowerment Zone blog at holbrookhouseministries.wordpress.com, the Empowerment Zone, Face-to-Face with Dr. Faye, a web TV program featured on dvtvonline.com. Stay tuned for announcements about the inaugural show. Links and information for these ministry initiatives can be found at www.holbrookhouseministries.org. This is the official ministry website of Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. We're also on social media. Holbrook House Ministries, Top of the Morning Radio Show, and Upper Room, International Ministry Church of God in Christ, where our service pastor are now on Facebook. Like these pages to stay informed about ministry events, or follow me on Twitter at Dr. Maureen B. That's capital D-R-M-A-U-R-E-E-N, capital B. Or follow the church at all uppercase U-R-I-M-C-O-G-I-C. Get ready. Holbrook House Ministry presents yours truly, Pastor Maureen, in the fourth season Healing and Deliverance Crusade. One night, Healing and Deliverance Crusade, October 30th, 2013, at New Jerusalem, Greater Fellowship Baptist Church at 8 p.m. Service will be streamed live at www.ngjsbc.org. Reverend Kenneth Freeman is the pastor. The address to be said in Rockaway Avenue, that's in Brooklyn, New York. Holbrook House wants the online Bible instruction fall semester. Lesson 1, Synthesizing the Statement of Faith, and Lesson 2, Synthesizing General Bible Topics, Part 1, is available. Just use this same link. The next lesson will be recorded in November. Top of the Morning is in syndication. On Sunday morning, you can tune in at 8 a.m. Eastern at gospelgolden.com, and on Tuesday at 6 a.m. Eastern at dmggospelradio.com. And beginning in November, Wednesday to Friday at 6 a.m. at thestarradio.com. Holbrook House Ministries congratulates the Bishop Designate Tyrone Butler on his elevation. On Saturday, November 9th at 7 a.m. Central, I will record Top of the Morning live from the 106 Holy Convocation of the Church of God in Christ in St. Louis, Missouri. This promises to be a great show. There will be no show on Monday, November 11th. Holbrook House Ministries is a satisfied client and partners with each of the following. Cat Media Management provides social media management for clients who are new to social media or for those that don't have the time to establish and maintain social media sites on their own. For more information, call Ms. Noelle Figueroa at 646-372-6230. The Creative Flow is a graphic design and printing company. The Creative Flow specializes in ministry and business branding, designing logos, flyers, brochures, business cards, and journals. Call Mr. Steve Asphalt at 917-294-0771. Cedric Lucas Photography is a husband and wife team that work closely together to capture the very best images imaginable, images that will last a lifetime. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricbootinphotography.com. Design of Braids and Trade, Natural Hair Care. Contact Ms. Marilyn Council at 718-783-9078. Are you looking for an extensive yet powerful promotional tool to promote your ministry, business, or product? You need the Video Business Card, a 60-second video commercial. Roland Pollard Productions, the one-stop shop for all gospel audio video needs, including the best in gospel music video productions. Visit Roland at www.rolandpollard.com or call 916-690-3953. Related community announcement. Come and worship with Upper Room International Ministries Church or God in Christ, the Church Without Walls. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Avenue D and Foster in that great city of Brooklyn, New York. Our service time, Thursday night, is during the Watch of the Lord prayer at 6:30 p.m. The Empowerment Zone Bible instruction begins at 7 p.m. Refreshments are served every week by supply draft. Sunday school begins at 9:30 a.m. and banana bread and other homemade treats are served most weeks after Sunday school. Our worship celebration begins at 10:30 a.m. First Sunday is our Celebration Sunday. We celebrate the Lord's Supper, our assistant pastor, and we appreciate our seniors with free care packages. Third Sunday is Stir Up the Gift Service, where I invite others to share their ministry gifts with Upper Room. Fourth Sunday is Monthly Friends and Family Day, and I anoint and pray for everyone. We will take prayer requests via the church website at www.urimcogic.org. And fifth Sunday is our quarterly World Evangelism Day. Joy of Life Ministry, Church of God in Christ in Omaha, Nebraska, is now on Ustream. Go to www.jolchurch.com to view at any time. Reverend Eric Butler is pastor, Cynthia Butler, co-pastor. Check out Gospel House Ministries in Brooklyn. Follow them on Twitter at Gospel House BK. That's one word. Or subscribe to their YouTube channel, Gospel House Men BK. Reverend Herbert Ward, senior pastor, Brenda Ward, pastor. Saturday night Sunday school with Illinois First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday school every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central, dial 1-661-673-8600. Access code 170-045-POUND. The lessons are now being taped and will be available for playback. My guest today is Prophetess Angel O.J. Holcomb from New York. This concludes the announcements. Please govern yourself accordingly. The music playing in the background during the announcements was Linda Clark singing New Beginning. She is my guest next week. The short interlude was the marching, in Christ there is no east or west. It is time to pray. The music in the background during the prayer is Tasha Cox singing Break Every Chain. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1 says, "No, no, oh, it's praying, not saints." So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Lord, we worship you this morning. Great is your faithfulness to us this day. Lord, let your kingdom come and your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Lord Jesus, what shall we render unto you this day? What do you need of us? Are we to answer to someone's petition? Lord, we are willing to completely abandon our will for the sake of the kingdom. Lord, for those in the listening audience that have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, we pray today for their salvation. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. For those who don't know you, there are just four simple steps to salvation. The four A's. Acknowledge that you are a sinner. Agree with John 3:16. Ask God to forgive you of your sins and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Those who are saved, born again, we know that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? Your word declares in 1 Corinthians 11:31 that if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Help us, Lord, forgive us for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for wrongdoing. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. Lord, keep our motives clean, our hearts pure. Let's live to please God. Lord, help us to seek first your kingdom and all of its righteousness, because we know that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory. Lord, your word commands us to pray fervently and effectively because it will avail much. So, God, help us to target our prayers, be sensitive to your promptings, and increase our discernment. Now, Lord, saturate our environment with your presence. Lord Jesus, we are not casting away our confidence in you because we know that without faith it is impossible to please you, and that you reward those who diligently seek you. Help us to delight in you so that our desires become your desires. Help us not to be so easily offended. Teach us to be mature sons and daughters. Help us to please you in all our ways. God is a healer. Let's touch and agree with this specific prayer of healing. Lay your hand on the phone or computer as you listen. Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquity. And with your stripes we're healed. Lord, we thank you because you have sent your word and healed us and delivered us from destruction. In the name of Jesus, we decree healing on this day. Lord Jesus, there's nothing too hard for you. You forgive all of our iniquities and heal all of our diseases. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you deliver us out of them all. Lord, you heal the broken in heart and bind up their wounds. Lord Jesus, heal wounded emotions. In the name of Jesus, we bind affliction, sickness, and disease, and loose healing. Let's walk in our authority as believers. We thank you for the authority you've given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus. I bind hopelessness, and I loose hope against hope. I bind spiritual fatigue, and I loose spiritual endurance. I bind spiritual apathy, and I loose spiritual resilience. In the name of Jesus, I bind slothfulness and prayerlessness, and I loose commitment to the ways of God. I loose a desire to seek the things of God. In the name of Jesus, on today we declare that we are standing on the promises of your word. You're not a man that you should lie. We're standing fast in the liberty where Christ has made us free. We're standing with our loins girded about with truth. We are standing on our testimonies, having an awful sin, we're standing. For your eyes on to and fro throughout the earth to show yourself strong on behalf of those who love you. We will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, names, or schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. Grant unto us strategies and tactics to identify and resist, plots and plans against our lives. Lord, lift up a standard against any force the enemy will try to bring in the lives of those listening now. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doorways in our lives where the enemy will try to infiltrate. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God and the lives of those listening now. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I quench every fiery dart of competition, jealousy, and envy in the body of Christ. And I release kindness, meekness, respect, and celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit and its many manifestations against ministers and ministries. Destroy all manifestations of the Jezebel spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loose and activate with acceleration, repentance, godliness, the prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, the gift of discerning of spirit, and the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, break the spirit of deception. In the name of Jesus, I bind barrenness and loose increase. In the name of Jesus, I bind anxiety and stress and loose the peace of God that passes all understanding. In the name of Jesus, we renounce the past habits that held us down, and on today we decree and declare that we are delivered, and we will stand fast and not be entangled again. Cast down the high places that hinder us from fulfilling our purpose, completing our assignment, and giving birth to the destiny you place within us. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every delay and hindering altering demons, and loose sudden miracles to the saints. In the name of Jesus, dismantle every manifestation or outcome of generational curses. Release generational blessings and wealth. Lord Jesus, we thank you because as you did for your servant Daniel, you have come for our words. No weapon, no hindrance, and no delay will stop us from pleasing you in everything we do. Weapons may form against us, but they will not prosper. Lord Jesus, release your angels with flaming swords to fight on our behalf in the heavenlies against the demonic princes. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in my life. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan and accuse of the brethren through the blood of Jesus. Lord, your word instructs us in Psalms 144 that you are my strength, which teaches my hands to warn my fingers to fight. Make us ministers of fire. Help us to pray, preach, teach, prophesy, and witness with fire. Lord Jesus, we have been tried by fire, and we are coming out as gold, for you alone know the way that we take it. This is a prayer for pastors. In the name of Jesus, I bind any manifestation of the spirit of Absalom that comes against God's ordained leadership, and I loose godly unity, godly love, and the desire to submit to godly leadership. In the name of Jesus, expose the spirit of Ahithophel that will betray God's ordained leadership by secret counsel with others. Let God order your steps. We will acknowledge you in all of our ways. Have your way in our lives, Holy Ghost, and we agree with your will for our lives. Lord Jesus, our times and seasons are in your hands, and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. We are walking in the sons of Issachar anointing that will allow us to accurately discern our times and seasons. We thank you for your promises to go before us and make the crooked ways straight. We expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Lord, according to your word, give us the treasures of darkness and the riches of secret places. Lord, we humble ourselves to your will. Lord Jesus, let us not operate in the spirit of error. Grant unto us wisdom in every area of our lives. Let us have and walk in the spirit of excellence. We want to be clothed with humility. Let a mantle of power rest upon our lives. We need God-pleasing faith in our lives. We thank you for favor, wisdom, and revelation. Deliver us and bring us into a large place. But we thank you for this is our set time for favor and transformation. Lord Jesus, grant unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in your knowledge so that we will see what you are saying in spiritual lives. Lord, your word states in Hebrews 5:14, for solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to activate and to train our five spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up dormant gifts and talents and make ways for the saints to exercise these gifts and talents. Lord, we will use our weapon of command. Lord, your word states in Isaiah 45:11, thus saith the Lord, the Holy One of Israel, and his maker, ask me of the things to come concerning my sons and concerning the work of my hands, command ye me. In the name of Jesus, we command that the season of manifested blessings be released now. We call promises into existence by the blood of Jesus. Lord, send revival and expansion in ministry. Lord, release fresh and mighty revival winds throughout the earth to expand and enlarge your kingdom and our churches. Lord Jesus, send forth laborers into the harvest. We thank God for protection. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High. We abide in the shadow of the Almighty. There shall no evil befall us, neither shall any plague come nigh our dwelling. Lord God shall give his angels charge for us to keep us in all of our ways. Now to him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, upgrade everything around us. I believe in the Lord God, so I shall be established. I believe his prophets, so shall I prosper. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people. Let the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from presumptuous preaching and teaching. In Jesus' name, amen.
You know, you're a saint, you're a son, you're a promise keeper. Bottom of the well, still digging down deeper. Oh, how far you gonna go? Chasing down hope, moving on dreams, taking that path. Maybe it'll lead you home. Maybe it won't. Nobody knows. Nobody wants, so the road you're paving.
keep singing Love Does. This next song is by Pastor DeAndre Patterson singing I Believe.
Turn and tell your neighbor, now it's time to face.
that was Anthony Brown and Group Therapy singing their hit Testimony. And the selection before that was, I believe, Capacity, Andre Patterson. We are having some challenges with connecting with our guests, but if we cannot get through to our prophetess Holcomb today, we will certainly reschedule her. After I Need Thee by Anna Curry, I will come back and deliver the weekly lesson.
I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour, I need thee, oh.
I am continuing the radio version course of the Power of Prophecy. This course is based upon an exhaustive literature review. The lessons will synthesize works of authors based on research. I will announce the authors and corresponding literature. Thus far, I have reviewed everything prophetic based on upon the work of Prophet Roger Evans, Stewardship of the Prophetic, including Wallace Heffern's Seven Depths of Prophecy and Prophetic Administration and Prophetic Music, using the works of Apostle John Eckhart and Minister David Brown. This week and next week, I will teach the lesson, Continuing with Distinguishing the Levels of the Prophetic. So that's the title of today's lesson, and next week's lesson we will continue. The following books are being used for these lessons, Prophetic Ministry, Misery and Mishap by Prophet Roger Evans, The Power of Prophecy by Wallace Heffern, God Still Speaks by John Eckhart, The Prophet Minstrel by David Brown, and The Prophetic Made Personal by Mickey Robinson. So let's begin this week's lesson. Continuing with Distinguishing the Levels of Prophetic, Part 1. I'm going to review the meaning of the gift of prophecy and then synthesize prophetic confusion regarding the gift using some of the books I previously announced. So let's review, quick review of the gift of prophecy. This is according to John Eckhart's book, God Still Speaks. The gift of prophecy in its simplest form is to prophesy means to speak for God under divine inspiration. When someone gives the word of prophecy, it must be a now word, meaning the word should be coming fresh from God. Some things that we call prophecy are really the word of knowledge or the word of wisdom and operation. Prophecy can be predictive, but this is not its main function. Prophecy is designed to help the believer know what is the mind and heart of God, to wish him feelings or thoughts. It comes from the Spirit of the Lord. Whether you're a prophet or layman, prophecy always comes with a purpose. In its most basic terms, prophecy comes with edification, exhortation, and comfort. The one who prophesies speaks to men for edification, exhortation, and consolation. Edify means to erect, build, or construct. When a word of prophecy is spoken, it should help to build up or strengthen believers in their walk. A prophetic confusion regarding the gift of prophecy. So let's look at this, and this is we use some of the other works that I mentioned to review this and synthesize this topic. The prophetic confusion. The gift of prophecy is unique. Unlike the other gifts, the gift of prophecy has a personal tone in its operation. In both testaments, the individuals who possess the Lord or the Lord says. These statements reflect the personal involvement of God in man's affairs. However, other gifts of the Spirit have been called prophecy when they are not. We will examine the gift of prophecy versus the other revelatory gifts. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. That's 1 Corinthians 12, 8, and 10. So prophecy versus the word of knowledge. The word of knowledge is a gift that the Spirit of God reveals facts about individuals and situations from the mind of God. I believe we all have experienced this gift in one form or another. Many times when you know something is going to happen or when you just know something about an individual situation without any outside food influence, it is usually a manifestation of this gift. When we consider the gift of the Spirit, we feel that when God reveals something, it should be extraordinary. However, we have numerous examples in Scripture where God will reveal common things to his people. Therefore, when this gift manifests out of a ministry setting, believers overlook it occasionally. Facts revealed through the word of knowledge may deal with things in the past and present. So examine the operation of this gift in Scripture. Read these Scriptures. 1 Kings 14, 1 through 5. It's the story of the son of Jeroboam's sickness, Jeroboam's wife who tried to disguise herself went to visit the prophet Ahijah. Let me just read verse 5 from 1 Kings 14. And the Lord said unto Ahijah, behold, the wife of Jeroboam cometh to ask a thing of thee for her son, for he is sick. Thus and thus shalt thou say unto her, for it shall be when she cometh in that she shall feign herself to be another woman. Even though Ahijah was a prophet, God spoke to him through the word of knowledge. God revealed facts to him about the situation. He told him that Jeroboam's son was sick, his wife was coming, and she was pretending to be another woman. Today, if someone has this type of information concerning a situation, we call it prophecy. The word of knowledge is just what it says, knowledge concerning certain individuals and situations. The word of knowledge differs from prophecy in two ways. First, the word of knowledge only gives us information concerning a circumstance or situation. However, the gift of prophecy introduces us to God's perspective on the fact in the circumstance or situation. Much of the weak prophecy in the church is usually a manifestation of the word of knowledge masking as prophecy. The word of knowledge normally comes as the setup for the gift of prophecy to operate. Okay, let's move to prophecy versus the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom is very similar to the word of knowledge, but its function is broader. The word of wisdom gives us insight into the plan of God and shows us how to apply the word of knowledge or prophecy. It does what it says. It brings God's wisdom into an individual's life or situation, Christ's word. Therefore, also said the wisdom of God, I will send them prophets and apostles, and some of them they shall slay and persecute. That's Luke 11 and 49. Jesus spoke of God's plan through the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom oftentimes speaks of future events in the mind of God. The word of wisdom sometimes appears in the form of a warning, telling us what we should or should not do. The scriptures give an example of this. Read Acts 27, 9 through 10, and then 29 to 31. This is a familiar story to us all, story of Paul when he was shipwrecked with the other prisoners. Twice, Paul spoke up with the word of wisdom to save his life and those that were on the ship. The word of wisdom came, and he told them the voyage would be deadly. They ignored him. After this storm arose and they were in trouble, the word of wisdom came forth again. He told them that except everyone staying in the ship, they could not be saved. They did not ignore him on this occasion. Subsequently, everyone survived. Sometimes we ignore the word of wisdom because it seems more like advice rather than revelation. We must have an ear to hear the instruction of the Spirit of God. It may mean the difference between life and death. The word of wisdom is confused with prophecy because it will speak of future events. Prophecy usually contains the word of wisdom. It is God speaking to us and telling us what will happen. However, the revelation of the word of wisdom has no personal tone to it. When Jesus spoke of God's word of wisdom, there was no single person identified, but the Jews as a nation. The word of wisdom will only draw you into understanding of God's plan, but not necessarily his heart for your situation. Let's move now to prophecy versus discerning of spirits. This gift has to be one of the most misunderstood gifts of those listed in 1 Corinthians 12. To understand the true essence of this gift, we must first understand what it means to discern. Discern means to differentiate, distinguish, observe, notice, perceive, and know. This shows us that this gift helps the believer to recognize the difference between spirits, to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. 1 John 4:1, American Standard Version. Because the Spirit of God dwells in the believer, each believer has the ability to discern to some degree. Yet the individual that possesses this gift discerns with a greater level of clarity and accuracy. they can see into the realm of the spirit and identify what spirit is in operation, whether it is the spirit of man, the spirit of God, or the spirit of the devil. Even during the days of the apostles, discernment was very much needed. From the scriptures, we find an example of this operation of the gift. Read Acts 8:18-23. In this story, the apostle Peter, through the discerning of spirits, received that Simon had made his request because his heart was not right. Peter discerned that bitterness was the poison of Simon's spirit and that iniquity had him in bondage. Peter could only make such a statement because he had discerned the spirit behind Simon's actions. Those who possess this gift must be careful not to become critical of others or be less kind of a little summary prophecy in the revelatory gift. Once the prophetic confusion is overcome, we can fully appreciate our prophecy operates alongside the other gifts. Stated earlier that the word of knowledge usually paves the way for the gift of prophecy. God will give an individual a word of knowledge in order to get the hearer's attention. This is to give confidence to the hearer that the forthcoming prophecy can be trusted as from the Lord. In addition, the prophetic word may contain the word of knowledge to show individuals that God knows them personally. Usually, the prophetic word will contain the word of wisdom. The word of wisdom enhances the prophetic word. When these two gifts are combined, the hearer understands the eternal presence of God. He is revealed as God who is in control at all times. Another way that prophecy works with the word of wisdom is that the word of wisdom gives us understanding of how to apply the prophetic word. At other instances, a word of wisdom will follow prophecy to further clarify what was said. The discerning of spirit, the word of knowledge, in relation to prophecy. An individual is allowed to see by the spirit, and the word of prophecy comes to bring God's perspective on what is seen. Prophecy is designed to work in harmony with the other gifts and not to be confused with them. If this is understood, the gift of prophecy and prophetic ministry will be powerfully demonstrated. At the moment, you can get Prophet Roger Evans' book, Prophetic Ministry, Misery, and Mishaps, Rediscovering the Purpose of the Prophetic Gift. And that's the Kingdom Builders Publishing. And he was one of my guests a little bit early in the year. But his work is very good, as are the works that I mentioned previously. Final thought. Prophecy can be progressive, partial, and conditional. I hope you were blessed by the lesson. Continuing with the themes and levels of the prophetic, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us to cover the prophesy for your glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah. No more wiping my tears away. No more running from rainy days. No more hauling the pain around. My radio's tuned to heaven sound.
Selection was Serve the Gift by Joe Pace and the Colorado Mass Choir. And the selection you just listened to was Ashmont Hill from Boston, Massachusetts, singing Heaven Sound. Well, we're close to the bottom of the hour, and it's almost time to say goodbye. Next week, I will continue teaching the course, The Power of Prophecy. My guest will be a duet called Duolino by Linus and the Pianist. And also Ms. Linda Clark, who is a new artist. They will be my guests next week. And we will continue teaching the course. Well, we're at the bottom of the hour. It's time for me to sign off. So this is Dr. Samuel Reed saying goodbye, world, as we end the show with Ms. Pastor Roland Pollard, my video production guide, song called Give Him the Praise. And then we're going to also play one more song by one of my favorite artists, Andre Crouch. We are not ashamed. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you forth, which is for the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Promote the 3 G's, God, the gospel, and good things. Ha! Good morning to you.
Through the storm and through the rain, through the sickness and through the pain. Yeah, yeah.
I will ever praise your name. I know you'll bring me out. Everything is going wrong. Give me praise.
Yeah.
Give me praise. Whatever you're feeling all alone. Give me praise.
That's right, that's right. But trouble.